到永远。 Amen.
So this morning, we're going to be leading songs in three different languages, but I'd like to invite everyone to sing as the Spirit leads them. So if that means for one verse or for the entire song, it's all up to you.
今朝早好感谢神，我哋有呢个三堂一齐联合嘅感恩节崇拜，我哋会用三个唔同嘅语言一齐嚟敬拜。你可以选你自己中意嘅语言嚟唱，或者一节或者三节都用你自己中意嘅语言一齐同我哋敬拜。
今天我们将会用三种语言来带领诗歌：英语、粤语和普通话。大家可以选择你熟悉的语言进行歌唱。你可以只唱一节，或者是用整首歌都这么唱。
So let's all rise and worship the Lord together.
Blessed Redeemer, sing all earth His wonderful love proclaim. Hail Him, highest archangels in glory, strength and honor give to His holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard His children. In His arms He carries them all day long. Praise Him, His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song.
Cantonese.
赞美赞美主耶稣我们的高举上各处，我们救主掌权直到永永远远，赞他为王，就直达天之窗，最到快来，对主圣洁的国度，荣耀权柄，为民归故耶稣，赞美赞美，传扬他无比的大爱，赞美。
同祈祷。天父上帝，我们敬拜赞美你，在感恩节的期间，我们与天上的天使天君一同围绕在你宝座的四周围，将荣耀颂赞归给你。我们称颂你的圣名，数算你的恩典。主啊，我们感谢你赦免我们一切的罪孽，医治我们一切的疾病，感谢你救赎我们的命，脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲为我们的冠冕。感谢赞美主，你用伟物使我们所愿的得以居住，以致我们如因返老还童。Our Father God, we bless your holy name with the angels surrounding your throne in heaven. We bless you and all that is within us, bless your holy name. Lord, we bless you and forget not all your benefits. You forgive all our iniquities and heal all our diseases. And you redeem our life from the pit. You crown us with steadfast love and mercy. And you satisfy us with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. 主，因为有你，我们心满意足。因为有你，我们的人生可以活得精彩、有意义、快乐。今天我们这班蒙恩得救、是你所爱的儿女、你的子民百姓，在圣殿一同献上感恩与赞美。We thank you, Father, for the daily bread which nourishes our body, and the bread of life, Jesus Christ, who nourishes our soul. Thank you for the beautiful, colorful leaves in the fall, for the Matilda Ministry Center under construction. Thank you for keeping us safe amidst of the terror of ISIS, because you are our shelter and our refuge. Thank you for allowing us to host another community Thanksgiving dinner this coming week, to be salt and light in the world. Thank you for the prayers that you answered and the prayers that not yet answered. Thank you for the pain that you allow us to endure and the pleasure of family union in this Thanksgiving season. Thank you for strength to overcome our weakness. And thank you to showing our insufficiency and our dependence on you. Thank you for picking us up when we fall. And in response to the loving kindness, Father God, we give you the sacrifice of praise and also present our bodies as living sacrifice. And all this, we give you honor and glory and praise in Jesus' name. 我们这样的祷告是奉靠我们的主耶稣基督的名。阿门。Please be seated.
Today's scripture reading comes from Genesis 28:10 through 22. Again, that's Genesis 28:10 through 22.
今天的读经是创世纪28章第 10到22节。
今天的读经是创世纪28章10到22节。
Let's start by reading in English.
我们用英文读先，再来用广东话和中文一起。
我们先用英文来读，之后再用广东话和中文。
Verse 10. Jacob left Beersheba and went towards Haran. And he came to a certain place and stayed there that night, because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones of the place, he put it under his head and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, there was a ladder set up on earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and to your offspring. Your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in you and your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place! There is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. So early in the morning, Jacob took the stone that he had put under his head and set it up for a pillar and poured oil on the top of it. He called the name of that place Bethel, but the name of the city was Luz at the first. Then Jacob made a vow, saying, if God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and clothing to wear, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God. And this stone, which I have set up for a pillar, shall be God's house. And of all that you give me, I will give a full tenth to you. May God bless the reading of this word.
創世記28章10到22節，我哋一齊用中文、廣東話、國語一齊讀。
創世記28章10到22節，讓我們用普通話和廣東話一起來讀。
請。
雅各出了別示巴，向哈蘭走去。到了一个地方，因为太阳落了，就在那里住宿，便拾起那地方一块石头，枕在头下，在那里躺卧睡了。梦见一个梯子立在地上，梯子的头顶着天，有神的使者在梯子上上去下来。耶和华站在梯子上说：这是耶和华你亚伯拉罕的神。也是亚撒的神，我要将你现在所躺卧之地赐给你和你的后裔，你的后裔必像地上的沙尘那样多，必向东西南北开展，地上万族必因你可以得福。我也与你同在，你无论往哪里去，我必保佑你，领你归回这地，总不离去你。直到我成全了向你所应许的。雅各睡醒了，说：耶和华真在这里，我竟不知道，就惧怕说：这地方何等可畏！这不是别的，乃是神的殿，也是天的门。雅各清早起来，把所枕的石头立作柱子，浇在上面。他就给那地方起名叫伯特利，但那地方起先名叫路斯。雅各许愿说：神若与我同在，在我所行的路上保佑我，又给我食物吃，衣服穿，使我平平安安地回到我父亲的家，我就必以耶和华为我的神。我所立为柱的石头也必作神的殿。凡你所赐给我的，我必将十分之一都给你。
May and I wish you all a very blessed Thanksgiving.
我们祝大家一个非常快乐的感恩节。
In July of 1982, way back in 1982, a truck driver named Larry Walters decided to follow his dream.
在1982年的7月，卡车司机 Larry Walters 他就决定要追随他的梦想。
That dream was flying and something that Walters knew little about.
这个梦想就是他想要飞行，但他对这件事其实知道的很少。
And for one brief moment,Larry Walters of North Hollywood, California, flew.
但是在短暂的时间之内，这个住在加州北好莱坞的这个 Larry Walters 却起飞了。
So Walters filled 45 giant helium balloons and tied them to a lawn chair and prepared for flight.
所以 Waters 就用氢气灌满了四十五个那个大型的气球，然后他把这些气球就绑在一张我们平常在那个草坪上用的那个凉椅上。
He brought along a camera.
他带了一个照相机。
A parachute.
一个降落伞。
One bottle of soda.
一瓶汽水。
A life vest.
救生的背心。
A citizen's band radio.
一个民用的波段无线电台。
A sandwich.
一个三明治。
And a BB pistol to shoot the balloons for his descent.
还有带一个 BB 枪，就是他要准备降落的时候用来射破那个大型的气球。
Gallons of jugs of water were his ballast.
几加仑的那个水呢，他就那个水罐呢，就作为他的压重的那个作用。
So he strapped himself into a lawn chair.
然后他就把自己绑在这张的凉椅上，准备做就绪。
And as soon as the first rope tether was cut, Walters just went up into the air uncontrolled.
一旦他把那个绑绳把它割断的时候，他却那个 Walters 那个起飞就控制不住的往上冲。
And the remaining tethers snapped, and then he just went straight up.
所以剩下来的那个绑绳也很快就断裂了，所以他就被冲天那个升高。
Reaching 16,000 feet.
他上达一万六千英尺高。
He sent an emergency message on his CB radio, because his chair had begun to float into a Long Beach Airport's airspace.
当他那个凉椅开始漂浮在长岛的那个飞机场的那个空中飞行领域的时候，他就赶快用他的那个无线电台送出那个紧急的求救讯号。
He was spotted by TWA and Delta pilots.
他被 TWA 跟 Delta 的那个飞行员看到。
We're not expecting to see a man in a lawn chair in their flight path.
他们绝对不会预料看到一个人会在一张那个凉椅的上面出现在他们飞行的那个空中的领域上。
Now, miraculously, Walters was able to land safely after spending 2 hours in freezing temperatures 3 miles up into the sky.
很奇妙的，这个 Walters 呢，在高空那个三英里处在冰冻的那个温度之下有两个小时之后，他竟然还能够安全的降落。
And he shot out the balloons and he poured out his ballast to control his descent.
他把气球射破，也把压重量的那个水倒掉，然后想要控制他那个降落。
And he ended up landing in a residential neighborhood.
结果他安全的降落在一个民房住宅附近的地方。
Now Walters got a ticket for violating air traffic rules and eventually paid a $1,500 fine.
Water 被开罚单，因为他犯了空中的交通规则，最后还付了$1,500的罚款。
So remember that. Don't try this at home.
所以在家里面不要搞这件事。
Soon after he landed, reporters asked him.
所以他降落之后，那个记者就追问他。
Were you scared?
你害怕吗
？Yeah.
对。
Would you do it again?
你还要再飞一次吗
？No.
不要。
Why did you do it?
那你当初为什么要去飞呢
？Because you just can't sit there.
因为你总不能只是坐在那儿吧。
See, growing up, I often heard the statement, "Don't just sit there, do something."
从小长大，我就听到这样的话，说不要只是呆坐那儿，要做一些事情。
But after a few years after I became a pastor, I heard a statement that was similar that challenged me, "Don't just do something."Sit there.
但是几年之后，当我成为牧师，却被这样的话语来挑战，就是不要只是忙忙去碌碌的做一些事情，要做一下吧。
In other words, be at peace where you are.
换句话说，无论你在哪里，不要心浮气躁，要心安。
Invest where you are and before going on to do something else.
在移动要去做某些事情之前呢，在你所处的地方来投资。
When you and I are restless, we do all kinds of things to settle our hearts.
当我们内心不安的时候，我们会做出各式各样的事情来让我们心安。
Being restless means feeling nervous or bored and tending to move around a lot.
坐立不安的意思就是感到紧张，感到无聊，一直想要动来动去。
Not relaxed or calm, unhappy about a situation and wanting change.
不能够松弛或是安静，对某一个情况感到不快乐，或是想要有所改变。
Restlessness is a heart without peace.
坐立不安是因为内心里面没有平安。
And there's two obvious signs of a restless heart.
而坐立不安有两个明显的征兆。
One is that we're often bored.
一个就是我们经常感到无聊。
We constantly need external stimulation for our restless hearts to be occupied.
我们一直需要外在的刺激，让我们坐立不安的内心能够有所盘绕占据。
But this is only a temporary solution because then we are bored again after that.
但这只是一个短暂的解决办法，很快的我们又变得很无聊了。
Now, those of us who are like this may be addicted to the thrill of playing video games.
像我们当中有些人喜欢玩电动玩具上瘾的。
Or we may be a workaholic trying to keep busy so we're not bored.
或是一个工作狂，老是让自己忙忙碌碌而不安静下来。
Or we're always trying to look to the best next way to improve ourselves to keep us from being bored.
或是我们总是想找另外的方式来改进自己。
We have a hard time being still because we lack that peace.
我们因为缺乏平安，就没有办法安静下来。
The other obvious sign of a restless heart is that we have little motivation.
另外一个心里坐立不安的很明显的征兆就是我们缺乏动机。
We're not satisfied where we are and feel like we can't do anything to change the situation.
我们对于所在之处不感到满足，所以总是觉得没有办法来改变目前的情况。
We're stuck.
我们动弹不得。
Frustrated.
受挫。
We feel sorry about ourselves.
感到很自怜。
The future's not attractive because we just see more of the same old thing.
我们对未来不抱有吸引力，因为老是看到相同的情况不断的重复出现。
Does this describe your life?
以上这些状况是不是形容了你的生活？
One of or the other of these pop up into my life periodically.
有一两个这种情况，总是隔一段时间就出现在我的生活当中。
Thankfully, our text today reveals a truth that is throughout Scripture that gives us true peace for our hearts.
感谢神，今天的经文却显示出一个真理，是不断出现在圣经当中，也能够带给我们内心的平安。
It cures our restlessness.
治疗我们的坐立不安。
And the simple truth is that God.Is with us.
而这真理就是神是与我们同在的神。
Now today's text is a part of the story of a man named Jacob.
今天的经文乃是一名叫做雅各这个人的故事之一。
We catch him on the move.
我们看见他正在往前移动。
He left his home in Beersheba and he's on his way to this town called Haran.
他离开别士巴的家乡，要到一个名叫哈兰的地方。
Jacob's heart was restless when we see him in the story.
雅各的心是坐立不安的，我们从这个经文就可以看得到。
And he was restless because he was fleeing from his brother Esau.
他坐立不安是因为他要从他的哥哥以扫来逃跑。
Who was planning to kill him.
他这个哥哥以扫正想要杀他。
This was because Jacob had deceived his father into giving him the blessing and also the leadership of the family.
这是因为雅各欺骗他父亲以撒来给他祝福，并要占据家中做首位。
Rather than giving it to his brother Esau.
而没有把这福分赐给以扫。
So Jacob was running away to his uncle Laban and live there to hopefully find a wife among Laban's daughters.
所以雅各才逃到他的舅舅拉班那里，也希望在拉班的女儿当中找到一个妻子。
Jacob's heart definitely was not at peace.
所以雅各这个时候他的内心并没有平安。
But then something happens when Jacob stopped for the night.
但当雅各夜晚停留的时候，某件事情发生了。
He lay down using a stone for a pillow.
他用一个枕头他用一个石头当枕头躺下睡觉。
Now that would not have been my first choice.
我想我大概不会选一个石头来当枕头。
Despite that, he fell asleep.
而他却很坠落梦乡。
And then he had this awesome dream where he saw this ladder with angels going up and down and where God reveals himself to Jacob.
但在他奇妙的梦中他却看见有一个梯子骑上有天使上去下来神却在那里向他显示。
And God said in verses 13 and through 15,
神在13到15节这样说,
I am the Lord, the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land...On which you lie, I will give you and to your offspring. Your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south, and in you and your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you.
创世纪28章13到15节章说，我是耶和华你祖亚伯拉罕的神，也是以撒的神，我要将你现在所躺卧之地赐给你和你的后裔，你的后裔必像地上的尘沙那样多，必向东西南北开展，地上万族必因你和你的后裔得福，我也与你同在，你无论往哪里去，我必保佑你，领你归回这地，总不离弃你，直到我成全了向你所应许的。
God had given the same promise to Jacob's grandfather Abraham and his father Isaac.
神曾对雅各的祖父亚伯拉罕和父亲以撒做过类似的应许。
And God was now making that promise to Jacob.
现在神对雅各做出同样的应许。
Now notice the promise doesn't have anything to do on what Jacob has done or what he should do.
请注意到这样的应许并不在于雅各已经做到哪些事情或是将要需要去做到哪些事情。
God simply said, I will do this for you and for your offspring.
神简单地说我要把这应许赐给你和你的后裔。
Jacob didn't deserve this.
雅各不配得这样的应许。
He had deceived his father and tricked his brother and hurt him in the process.
他曾欺诈父亲耍诈他的哥哥以扫。
Now he's running for his life.
现在正在逃命。
But the part of the promise that really meant to give stability to Jacob's heart is when God said, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go.
但这样的应许真实的意义是带给雅各的心啊有安定感，就是当神说，我也与你同在，你无论往哪里去，我必保佑你。
And this promise of God to be with us wherever we are should give us peace of heart.
神的应许就是他会与我们同在，无论我们身在何地，应该会给我们内心带来啊心安。
Why?
为什么呢？
When we are alone and afraid, don't we wish that we had someone with us?
当我们独处又害怕的时候，难道我们不希望有人来与我们同在吗？
When we eat lunch at either school or work and we go out and we're looking for a seat, we're always looking for someone we know to sit with.
当我们在学校或工作地方吃午餐的时候，我们不是马上希望找到认识的人来跟他们一起坐席吗？
And if we can't find anyone and we sit by ourselves or with other people we don't know, we wish we had a friend with us.
而当我们找不到人，所以我们就自己坐，或是与不认识人坐在一起的时候，我们的内心还是很想希望有朋友跟我们一起坐在一起。
When we're really sick, it's horrible to be alone. We wish somebody was there.
当生病的时候，我们也不希望独处。
You know, we want someone to be there, caring for us, helping us get well.
我们希望有人与我们同在，并且来关怀照顾我们。
Years ago, when my father died, on that day, my friend John just came and he stuck by my side that whole day, and it comforted me.
多年以前，当我父亲过世的时候，我的朋友 John 就啊一直在我的旁边，他是与我同在，来啊这样安慰了我的心。
The presence of someone who cares for us comforts our heart, gives us peace.
有关心我们的人与我们同在，的确带给我们很大的安慰。
It's the way God designed us.
这是神设计我们的方式。
It's not good for us to be alone all the time.
我们独处是不好的。
And only God's presence will provide us with true and lasting peace of heart.
但是只有神的同在才能够带来真正和长久的平安。
He will never leave us or forsake us when we trust in His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们相信并跟随他的儿子耶稣基督为主的时候，他绝不会离开或抛弃我们。
Jesus himself promised his followers in Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, as part of this, his great commission.
就像耶稣在马太福音二十八章二十节应许他的跟随者，这也是大使命的一部分。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
He said there, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
God comforted Moses and Joshua with this same command that he promised them to be with them always in the Old Testament, these Moses and Joshua.
在旧约圣经的时候，神也用同样的应许来安慰摩西和约书亚，就是他总是会与他们同在。
If we have the promise from the Lord Almighty that he is always present with us, then why are we so often restless in heart?
若我们有这个全能神的应许，就是他总是与我们同在，那我们为什么还常常感到坐立不安呢？
Well, we're like Jacob. We just don't know that God is always with us.
我们就像雅各一样，我们也不知道神是与我们同在的。
Listen to what Jacob said when he woke up from his dream in verses 16 and 17.
雅各从他梦中醒过来之后，在十六和十七节这样说。
Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven.
耶和华真在这里，我竟不知道，就惧怕说，这地方何等可畏，这不是别的，乃是神的殿，也是天的门。
Jacob realized that God was there with him in this place, and it was awesome.
雅各明白神在那个地方与他同在，而这是非常令人可畏的。
Here he's just beginning to learn that God's presence will always be with him.
他开始学习到神的同在其实是一直与他在一起的。
This brings stability.
而这事实就带来安定感。
You see, stability is living with the knowledge of God's presence where we are in the place where we are.
而这样的安定稳定性就是生活当中知道神的同在乃是在我们所住之处就会在我们的生活当中来带来平安。
His presence in our lives and in our hearts gives us peace and fulfillment so we can invest ourselves right there where we are, right here.
而因为神的同在带给我们平安、安全感所以我们能够在所处的地方来付出心力。
Rather than always thinking we got to go somewhere else to find fulfillment or be satisfied.
而不总是想要搬到别的地方才有所满足。
Dorothy Bass, a Lutheran theologian from the Midwest, tells a story about a church that she grew up in.
这个 Dorothy Bass 是住在中西部一个路德会的一个神学家。
Her father was an elder in the church.
她的来述述一个他从小教会长大的这样的一个故事。他的父亲是教会的长老。
And she remembers how he agreed to chair the fundraising committee for a new education building.
而他也记起父亲如果答应要在盖这个新的教育大楼的筹款基金会里面来担任主席。
Even though he knew that their family would be moving before the building would be finished.
虽然他的父亲知道他的家庭在这个大楼盖完之前他们就会搬离。
And looking back, she could see how her father's determination to sit through the many meetings and to count the pledge cards and to have these arguments about money that churches always have was grounded in his love for the people of that place.
所以 Dorothy 说她能够看见她的父亲如何立定心意要坐在许多的这个会议当中然后数算信心的应许的那个奉献卡。并且处理在每一个教会当碰到金钱的时候总会起争执的那些事情他能够这个样子的做乃是因为他对教会的人有深深的爱
He wanted the life of faith to flourish in that place
他希望这个信心的生活能够在那个地方开花结果
So he did the hard work of building a space for life together to happen
所以他愿意付出努力让人们生活在一起的这样的处所能够得以发生
We didn't stay in the town, Bass says.
这个 Dorothy 说我们并没有停留在那个城镇。
But I believe my father practiced stability by serving that church as if he would never leave it.
但我深信我的父亲乃是实践这个稳定性来服侍这个教会就好像我们从来没有离开过一样。
See, whether we have options in the situation we are in or not, the wisdom of stability suggests that we can only begin growing spiritually if we accept where God has placed us, right here where we are.
所以无论我们对自己的情况有所选择与否，稳定性的这个智慧就是意味着我们能够借着接受我们在这个所在之地，然后我们的灵命才会开始成长。
Jesus said to his followers, I am with you always to the end of the age.
耶稣也告诉他的跟随者，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Okay, if God is always present with us, then that is where God is at work.
所以如果神总是与我们同在的话那么我们在的地方就是神动工的地方。
We don't have to go anywhere else to find work to do. He has work for us to do right here.
我们就不用搬离到另外的地方才做神的工因为他就在这里与我们同在。
Now this doesn't mean that God will never call us to go to somewhere else to do his work.
但这样的意思并不是说神不会呼召我们到另外的一个地方来做他的工作。
But this does mean that our hearts can be at peace in the situation where we are right now because we know he is with us.
但这样的一个意味着、神就是与我们同在，所以我们能够心安，因为我们在哪里，神也在那里。
Now it took years for our church to know that God was surely located here in this, right here in this location.
其实对美德教会来说，也是过了多年才知道神的确就在我们所处的地方。
CCCS bought this building and this land in 1988.
美德购买这栋建筑物和地是在1988年的事。
And originally the thought was that we would not be here permanently.
当初的想法是我们不会在这里久留的。
This was like a stepping stone to something more suitable.
这好像是踏脚石，让我们能够搬到更合适的地方。
Sort of like a starter home, you know, until you find something in a better location.
就好像是那个起头屋，好让我们找到更好的所在。
Now this was obvious because we spent as little as possible in the upkeep of our buildings.
而这样的态度很明显的看得出来，因为我们尽量减少花费来维修我们的
I remember when May and I first came, we noticed right away how run down the buildings looked.
我们啊，我还记得我们一起来到美德教会的时候啊，我们这个建筑物有点破旧。
Do you remember the outdoor carpet that was peeling off the stairs at the parking lot entrance?
你还记得从那个教会的停车场入口那个我们的那个台阶上面那一块又破又旧的那个地毯吗？
Now it looks great thanks to the supervision of Celia Liu.
现在景观非常的好，谢谢刘运思他的监工。
You see, after 20 some years of looking, the church leadership realized the Lord wants us to invest here.
二十年我们不断的寻找其他地方之后，教会的同工了解到神要在我们这个所在之地来投资。
So now we host a Thanksgiving community dinner and we have the kidney health screening.Every year.
所以我们现在每年主办感恩节，服务社区的晚餐，也有社区肾脏健康筛检的那个活动。
We've had English language classes for many years.
也多年来有英文班。
We've built relationships with township leaders and the local restaurants and businesses.
我们也城镇中心的主管和一些的餐厅生意界来建立关系。
And this year, eight Hamilton Street restaurants will be donating food for our Thanksgiving community dinner.
所以今年在汉米顿的这个街道上有八个餐厅，他们愿意来赞助我们感恩节晚餐的食物。
Relationships have developed.
关系已经建立起来了。
By the way, we still need 35 volunteers for the community dinner that we're having on Tuesday.
请大家注意一下，我们还需要35位的义工。
We need your help.
我们需要你的帮助。
Please.
please.
Yeah, and you can actually sign up on your way out today to help.
你如果要离开我们这个会堂的时候，你还可以去签名。
And Katie, could you please stand? Where are you, Katie? Okay, Katie's in the back there.
Katie 就是我们站起来这个大学生。
And she's going to be holding this tablet and able to sign you up on your way out.
所以你会。拿这个，他会拿这个 tablet， 然后你就在上面签你的email address 来签名。
See, this is just one way that we as a church, as a whole, can be a light in this community for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是其中的一个方式，就是我们能够在这个社区成为光，来传讲耶稣基督。
We are to be missionaries.To the people in our communities for the sake of Jesus Christ.
我们应当在这个社区里面成为宣教师来传给居民基督耶稣的福音。
And we do this because God is with us and he is also in us.
我们能够这么做是因为他是与我们同在的神。
The same applies to each of us individually.
这个道理同样应用在我们每一个人的身上。
Where we live.
无论我们在哪里
where we work,
在哪里工作
wherever we go to school,
在哪里上学
we are to invest ourselves in these places with a peace of heart and peace in our hearts knowing that God is with us.
我们心里面应该有平安因为知道神的同在所以我们就能够投资
And we invest ourselves in these places where God's placed us by learning about the places and the people.
而我们要付出这个心力来投资的话，就是来认识当地的景况和其中的居民。
So after Jacob woke up, the next thing that he did is something we can learn from.
所以雅各醒来之后，他所做的是值得我们来学习的。
Verses 18 and 19 say, So early in the morning, Jacob took the stone that he had put under his head and set it up for a pillar and poured oil on the top of it. He called the name of that place Bethel.
所以创世纪这个十八跟十九节这样说，雅各清早起来，把所枕的石头立作柱子，浇油在上面，他就给那地方起名叫伯特利。
Now Bethel is simply means house of God in the Hebrew language.
所以伯特利的意思在希伯来文就是神的殿。
Jacob wanted to mark this location as a place where God lived.
雅各希望在这个地方做记号，就是神住过的地方。
Now Jacob had yet to fully understand that God lives everywhere.
雅各当时还没有完全的明白神是无所不在的。
And we see this by the conditional vow that Jacob made in verses 20 through 22.
所以在二十到二十二节里面，有雅各这个做出有条件这个誓言，我们就可以看见他这样的光景。
Did you notice that?
你知道吗？
He vowed if God would be with him, keep him safe.Give him food and clothes and bring him back to his father safely, then the Lord God would be his God.
他发誓说如果若神与他同在，保佑他平安，又给他食物吃，衣服穿，使他平安地回到他父亲的家，那么耶和华就会成为他的神。
See, the practice of taking a stone and setting it up as a pillar was very common in that day and time period.
所以拿一块石头来设立起来，并当作那个柱子，在当时是非常普通的做法。
The stone was simply to be a reminder of what actually took happen or what happened in that place.
这块石头是对于实际发生过的事情一个看得见的提醒。
So Jacob did this so he wouldn't forget what happened there and where it actually happened.
所以雅各这么做是他不要忘记发生过的事情和在何处发生。
And we learn from this the importance it is to have reminders of us that God.Is always with us.
所以我们也从这件事来学习到神与我们同在这个真理是非常提醒的非常重要性的提醒。
Let's face it, you and I often live like God is nowhere to be found.
不，你和我的生活当中好像神一点也都看不见。
This is like the saying, right? When the boss is away, the employees will play.
那就是说，猫不在的时候，这个老鼠就游玩作乐。
If we constantly practice the presence of God, then we will be more aware of how He is working right where we are, and then join Him in that work.
而如果我们常练习神的同在的话，我们就能够真正心安来享受我们所在之地。
So we must remind each other of this truth.
所以我们彼此之间应当要互相的来提醒。
You know, it's common for kids.Today, to want to go off, maybe out of state to college.
对小孩子来说很普遍，他们很喜欢到外地去上大学。
They want to be more independent from their parents.
他们希望从父母有更多的独立。
They think life will be better this way.
他们认为这样的生活会比较好。
You know, when we lived in Southern California, the kids there wanted to move and go to college in New York and Boston area.
当我们住在南加州的时候，这个小孩子喜欢要到纽约或是波士顿去。
Now the New Jersey kids want to go to California.
那现在住在纽泽西的小孩却要到加州去。
But this might be an indication of a restless heart.
不过这也可能是内心坐立不安的一个记号。
A heart without peace of where they're at right now in this area.
就对于所在之地内心没有平安。
Often as adults, we're willing to move simply because of an opportunity for better employment.
不过对大人来说，我们如果有更好工作机会的话，我们也愿意搬家。
And if this is the main reason we go, then we're probably going to be moving around all the time in our lives looking for a better opportunity.
但如果这是主要原因的话，结果我们就会往最好的工作的机会而继续不断的搬家。
This means that our hearts are restless. We're always looking for that better opportunity.
这也是因为我们的心里面不安，总是瞧着下一个机会。
And the result is that we hesitate to fully invest in the place where we are.
结果我们就会有所迟疑，来对我们所在之地有所投出心力。
Because we know we're probably going to be moving on soon.
因为我们知道很快就要搬家了。
Often we think life is like this.
通常我们觉得生活就像这个，他有所示范一下，要很小心哈。
Life is like climbing a ladder.
所以生活就好像这个往上爬的这个阶梯。
We start at the bottom.
我们从底部开始。
And as we grow and learn, it's like climbing from one rung to the next.
所以当我们长大，也学习到我们必须要从这个阶梯跳到另外一个阶梯。
It's like we see here, right? It's like the analogy applies to the corporate ladder.
所以就好像我们所用的一个类比，就是在公司里面不断的往上攀升。
Everybody scrambling to get to the top.
每一个人就勇勇急急的想要跑到上头。
Now the problem with this analogy is that a ladder is simply a tool that we use to go from one location to the next.
不过这对比的一个问题就是阶梯只是让我们从这个地点来到另外一个地点的作用而已。
So if we see our lives as a ladder, then we're always thinking we got to be on the move.
所以我们如果看生活就像阶梯的话，那我们就会不断的要移动。
We always got to go up to the next position.
我们总是要到下一个。Brian.
Somebody else want to demonstrate?
有没有人要上来表演一下？
So we're always on the move. That means our hearts are always restless.
所以我们总是在移动，就代表我们的内心总是坐立不安。
But we don't have to get anywhere to be with God.
但是其实我们并不需要到另外一个地方才会与神同在。
Because the scriptures say that God came to us in Christ Jesus our Lord.
因为圣经里面神以耶稣基督来到我们中间了。
So instead, let's think of life like dirt.
所以我们相反的，我们应该看生活，生命就像土一样。
Where we are like a seed that God has planted, and He desires that we have roots of love to grow into the place and people that where we're at.
我们就像神已经栽种在其中的这个种子，他是希望我们用爱在对周遭的居民来生根建造。
If you and I really want to love our neighbor, we have to pay attention to the details about where we're at.
所以我们真的爱我们邻舍的话，我们就会这个地方的生活详细情形来付出心力。
Do you know all the names of the people that live around you?
所以对你周遭附近的人，你是否知道他们的名字？
That would be a good place to start.
所以应该是一个好的开始。
And then learn their backgrounds and where they work.
然后再学习他们的背景，他们的工作。
And if opportunity comes, then learn about their hearts and their dreams.
而当有机会来临的时候，也能够知道他们的希望和梦想。
This is where God has placed us.
因为这就是神安排我们所在的地方。
So let's serve the people here or around us in any way we can.
所以我们应当尽我们所能的来服侍我们周遭的人。
And this is how they will see Christ, because He is with us and He is also in us.
而唯有如此，他们才能够看见基督，因为基督是与我们同在，也是住在我们里面的。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Lord, You are the Prince of Peace, and our hearts are often restless.
主啊，你是平安的王，但我们内心却总是坐立不安。
May your peace overwhelm us today and give us hearts of thanksgiving as we experience your grace and forgiveness.
愿今天你的平安就大大的临到我们身上，使我们内心能够经历到你的恩惠和赦免。
Open our eyes to those around us and especially to those in great need.
打开我们的眼睛，看见周遭的人，也特别看见那些有需要的人。
Enable us to shine brightly this Tuesday as we serve this community for your name's sake.
让我们在这个礼拜二能够为你名的缘故，成为明光照耀，来服侍当地的社区。
Give us opportunity to speak with people about your love and your truth.
让我们也有机会来对人们说到你的爱和真理。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督名的祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Singing "It's My Father's World."
我哋一齐起身嚟唱呢个回应诗歌，这是天父世界。
让我们起立，一起来唱回应诗歌，这是天父世界。
This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings, and around me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's world, the skies and seas, the hand the wonders run.
Happy Thanksgiving.
感恩节快乐。
We're so glad that you could join us our combined Thanksgiving service today.
我们很高兴大家能够跟我们一起来参加感恩节的主日崇拜，联合主日崇拜。
Due to the time, constraint of time, we're not going to introduce any newcomers, but I would just wish you just say Happy Thanksgiving to the one sitting next to you, around you.
因为时间的关系，我们没有办法介绍所有新来的，今天新来的，但是可以跟你的左右，坐在你旁边的说，感恩节快乐。
每一个主日，每一个主日我们都有在这里有崇拜。We have worship every Sunday here, and the Cantonese start at 9:30, and 11 o'clock the Cornerstone have worship at the fellowship hall downstairs, and a quarter after 11 at the Mandarin worship.
我们每个主日在这里，我们都有主日崇拜。粤语堂在早上九点半就开始崇拜，然后在紧接着十一点钟在楼下的教育厅有英文堂的崇拜，然后11:15在楼上是国语的崇拜。
If you are here the first time, but we hope we can see you again in the future.
如果今天是你第一次来，我们希望能够在将来我们仍然能够继续看到你来参加我们的聚会跟崇拜。
Congratulations to 张国华弟兄 and 顾玉凤。 姐妹，她们今天早they were just baptized this morning downstairs earlier.
感谢主，我们张国华弟兄和顾玉凤姐妹，她们今天早上在楼下接受了洗礼。
We also welcome our new member Grace Gong and Tony Yu, and also Chang Guiming.
我们也很高兴，我们有邮建通、龚磊和常桂明他们加入教会。
Let's give them a hand.
我们欢迎他们。
Just as Pastor Jeff had announced earlier, on this Tuesday, we're going to have a community Thanksgiving dinner. So we hope you can also join us. The time is from 4:30 to 7:30, and we hope you they can help and to be a volunteer. You don't need to be here the full 4 hours. You can just sign up to be here from 4 to 6 or from 6 to 8.
刚刚Jeff 牧师已经提到，就是在礼拜二我们有为社区举办的一个这样子的感恩节的聚餐。
那我们需要有义工来帮忙。聚餐的时间
是4:30 to 7:30但是我们在之前到之后都有一些预备跟收拾的工作。这个整个时间大概有4个小时，但是你不需要如果你可以时间允许的话来参加来帮忙的话，可以不需要整个全时间4个小时，但是你可以选择你适合的时间来参与来服务我们的这个社区的感恩节晚餐。
On December 6th, Sunday, 3 weeks from now, we will have a special meeting to confirm 3 new deacon candidates.
我们在12月6号主日，我们将要举办会员大会，要确认我们所提名的三位新的执事。
Their name is Ai Lan Guo, Yu Ming Zhang, and Celia Liu.
接受提名的执事候选人是唐运思、郭爱兰和张玉明。
And also, we're going to have a confirmed reappointment to second term for all 3 our current elders.
在同时，我们也要继续为续任的长老来做投票。
Wan Zhang, Cornwell, and Wen Bing.
马克伟、杨文斌和郑万长。
If you have any question, you can prefer just contact any of the pastors or the board member.
如果有什么样有各样的建议或问题的话，可以请来跟所有的同工会的牧者执事们来接洽。
Although only CCCS member can vote, but we are welcome everyone to join us on that meeting.
会员大会的时候投票是只有美德教会的会员才能投票，但是我们很欢迎即使是非会员也来参加这个会员大会。
Yeah, the time will be after the Mandarin worship, around 12:30 or 12:45.
我们是在12:45，就是在国语堂的崇拜，国语跟英语崇拜结束之后，对，12月6号的那个崇拜完之后，12:45就马上开始会员大会。
Just one, Youth Pastor Paul Hahn is on vacation through this Saturday, this November 28th. We pray him have a good rest and refreshment.
青少年牧师传道韩保罗传道，他在这段期间他休假，我们盼望他有好的休息。
Few other announcements. CCCS was established in 1975, and this make this year's what?
美德教会是在1975年成立的，所以今年是怎么样？
Yeah.
几岁？
Yeah, right. Usually, we always celebrate our anniversary, a big anniversary, around Thanksgiving time.
我们通常在遇到教会这样子的一个比较特殊的周年的时候，我们会有在感恩节的时候有特别的庆祝。
You may wonder why is nothing going on this year.
那你会不会觉得说，今年40周年了，怎么没有特别的庆祝呢？
Due to in the midst of the reconstruction of the Matilda Ministry Center, the Church board have recommended, and we decided that we will postpone our celebration or our Thanksgiving to God until next year after the Matilda Ministry Center is completed.
那因为我们现在正在美德施工中心正在新建，那我们的同工会就建议 然后我们也就决定要将我们的这个比较大的这个周年的庆祝要放在明年，当我们的美德施工中心落成之后，我们在之后我们会举办一起来举办这样子的感恩，这样子的一个庆祝。
OK, now just a few announcements specifically for the Mandarin
那接下来就是一点简单的关于国语堂事工的报告。我们这个礼拜四是感恩节，那礼拜五的这个团契的聚会就暂停一次。我们的目的是希望弟兄姐妹能够在这感恩节的这个长的周末能够利用这样的周末，也邀请弟兄姐妹或者是朋友能够在家里跟你一起来有这样子的庆祝感恩节的机会。那在感恩节当天的下午5点校园团契会在教会先有聚会，然后大约在6:30左右会有在这里的聚餐。所以我们当然欢迎所有的校园团契的平常参加的来参加。如果弟兄姐妹你愿意在这上面有支持的话来帮助这个校园团契的聚餐的话，那我想可以跟法里弟兄或者是王伯母来接洽联系。谢谢大家。那在肢体代祷方面，我想就请大家将周报带回去，能够为我们的肢体继续的来代祷特别就是提到李荣南弟兄，他现在人在中国，他因为回国需要转换这个签证，那现在留在中国等待这个签证的进一步的消息，所以请弟兄姐妹为他来祷告。
I think there's two more gathering. To the all three congregations. On December 12th, we are going to join with the at the Rose Mountain Garden. To usually we celebrate the Christmas with them with all the old people or seniors living there. So we wish if you can be a volunteer on December 12th morning. Around 10 o'clock, please let Pastor Yin know.
在12月12号，玫瑰园疗养院要有特别的圣诞的福音的聚会。那我们也欢迎众弟兄姐妹来参与。那是在早上，礼拜六的早上。那如果你对这样子的施工对这次的特别的聚会你有负担的话，请跟粤语堂五牧师联系。
And also on December 18th, we'll have going to have a children's night to celebrate Christmas, and we also hope everyone can join us to have a happy, really happy Merry Christmas with all our kids.
那在12月18号是一个礼拜五，那当天会有教会联合的庆祝圣诞的儿童之夜，那我们也欢迎也。希望大家都能够参加，一起欢度圣诞。
跟住系几样粤语堂嘅事工。Although the Mandarin will not have a fellowship on Friday night, Friday night, but the SWATs continue to meet.
那虽然礼拜刚刚报告礼拜五晚上国语堂的团契没有聚会，但是青少年 SWAT 礼拜五晚上仍然有聚会。
跟住系几样关于粤语堂嘅聚会嚟紧嘅礼拜五晚上，我哋继续系有空中嘅祷告会，你可以嚟到教会，亦都可以喺网上或者打电话嚟同我哋一齐嘅祷告。另外就是姊妹團契將會在12月5日星期六下午2:45在袁晶芝姊妹的屋企聚會，希望各位姊妹都可以參加。我們的報告announcements is that's all. Thank you.
報告到這裡。
Shall we arise and sing doxology? 我們一同起立同唱讚美颂。
Praise the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord, O my soul.
receive the benediction, 我们同心领受祝福。但愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠、天父上帝的慈爱、圣灵的感动，常与我们众人同在。May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Amen.
You are dismissed after a moment of silent prayer.